Thumbtack presents the ins and outs of caring for your home. Out. Uncertainty. Self-doubt. Stressing about not knowing where to start. In. Plans and guides that make it easy to get home projects done. Out. Word art. Sorry, live, laugh, lovers. In. Knowing what to do, when to do it, and who to hire. Start caring for your home with confidence. Download Thumbtack today.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Nerds! Today's episode is sponsored by Smart Travel, a new podcast from NerdWallet. Smart Travel doesn't just cover points and miles. They break down all the financial aspects of your trip, whether that's the best days to book, how to avoid hidden fees, or which fancy travel credit cards pay off, and which ones are just an expensive flex. If you want your travel budget to work harder, then dive into the best deals, products, services, and more with Smart Travel from NerdWallet, wherever you get your podcasts.
Gavin, pretty spectacular first week. How do you like it here at San Diego and with Padres?
Absolutely loving it. Just the energy of the ballpark every day, playing with these guys, the defense, the pitching, the offense, it's all been clicking. It's been fun to be a part of.
Sure, you heard the crowd cheering your name last night. What did that feel like?
That was awesome. It was pretty special to, the fifth game in, to have that reception from this crowd and this fan base. And, I've always seen it from afar on the visiting side. And to be on the home side, it's been everything I was hoping for and a little bit more.
And I don't know if you've seen it online, but a few fans have been taking to calling you Derry Bonds for that left-handed swing. Have you heard that, and what do you think about
it? I've seen it. It's hilarious. I'll take whatever I can get. But seeing that is hilarious. And just the reception in general from this fan base, it's been incredible.
Gavin
Sheets.
My bad.
Are we good?
Yeah, I knew what I did there.
Gavin Sheets with our Ben Higgins out at Petco Park a little earlier today. Derry Bonds. Okay. he's got one home run. So, again, it's early. He's got 72 more to catch Bonds this year. So
he had like 3 feet before his second home run last night.
Well, he's been really, really, as Bill Murray used to say in Caddyshack, he's really been clubbing the ball so far. And look, here's the thing with Sheets. Can they find a little more out of him? The guy had 10 homers last year. He had 10 homers the year before. He had 15. 2022, he had 11 in his rookie year. So he's been in double figures in home runs each of the 4 years. He doesn't have a lot of RBIs because he played for the White Sox. There's nobody to drive in.
That's what I'm saying.
So, the average is going to be 230, 240. But so far, it's 500. I don't know that we can expect that to hold up. But as I said earlier today, the thing with Gavin Sheets so far, it seems like he's got 7 hits, but every one of them seems like they've turned the game around. The home run won the first game. Last night he had, bases clearing double or a two-run double, then another two-run double. And, he's just kind of been there, the guy in the spot so far. So he won't be in the lineup tonight with the lefty on the mound. Yuli Gurriel getting the start of designated hitter tonight. But, you were talking about how happy we were. I was anyway, and Tony agreed that for Kyle Hart last night, this guy was making really his, getting his first win ever in the major leagues after 10 years of Pawtucket and, Greenville. And
Korea.
And then Korea last year, right? And I mean, to come back and, get a starting nod and get a win in your first game, 19th round draft choice. These are guys I think you can root for them. How about Gavin Sheets? 37th round draft choice.
Yeah.
Back in 2014. Now, that was out of high school. By the time he got out of Wake Forest, second round.
So he made a big jump.
Big jump. It was smart for him to go to college, is what we're saying here. Wake Forest, by the way, one of your favorite.
Yeah, I love Wake Forest.
Universities out there in good old Winston-Salem, North Carolina. What is the...
Good old Winston-Salem. I've never been to Winston-Salem.
Nor have I, and I believe it's only named that because those are
tobacco companies.
Those are two cigarette brands back in the day.
Oh, Salem. Wow. You just unlocked a memory in my head.
Used to smoke Salems?
I know what they are, yeah.
Okay. Why dairy bonds? I know the bonds part. What's the dairy?
He's white.
Okay.
That's all I can think
of. Is that what you can? Yeah, I don't know. I don't get that nickname.
Yeah.
So somebody's got to explain. He's not like, are you trying to tell me he's a farm boy maybe? But he's not, right? He's from Tobacco Road, but not, he's not a farm boy necessarily.
If someone can tell us in the chat where the origin of Dairy Bonds is, because I just started seeing it pop up last night.
Okay. I like Holy Sheets much better.
Holy Sheets.
Yeah, I like that.
I do, but it's too close to a bad word on the radio.
It's too close, but, you know, if Dairy Bonds is referring to the fact he's a white guy, is that really acceptable in this day and age? I don't understand. You know, I don't know what's acceptable anymore. By the way, is anybody on the chat or on the YouTube, or maybe you can explain, because I asked this yesterday to Tony, and he didn't know. And I thought, man, Tony's always my go-to for this stuff. But every time Auburn basketball team makes a basket, it's one of these running down the court.
Like call me.
Call me. But what does that mean? I don't get what that means in basketball terms. But that's their big go-to. After every big basket, you know, and the Aztecs had a couple guys do it this year too. So it's made its way through college basketball. And I've seen it even on T-shirts.
We're not cool enough.
I'm
definitely not.
But somebody's got it. What does this mean? Call me. Well, okay, if that's what it means, but what does that mean? You just made a jump shot. Call you for what?
Because you made the jump shot.
No. That makes no sense.
Either. I don't really know either.
Somebody help out on the chat. Somebody's got to know that. I hope. No? No response yet.
Well, they're still just kind of coming in. People are more talking about the cigarette brands that they smoked back in the day.
Oh, wonderful. Great. I'm glad I started that up.
We got some Pall Mall and Chesterfields.
All right. Sorry about bringing that up. Anyway.
Yeah. Okay. They're saying it's because he's white. Dairy Bonds.
Dairy Bonds is because he's white.
Yeah. Because milk is white?
Yeah, I know it is, but I don't.
Cows are black and white?
I know. No good. You can do better out there, people.
I kind of like it.
Can do better.
Gavin Sheets said, hey, I'll take it. Whatever nickname you want to give me.
Gavin Sheets is happy to be playing Major League Baseball. Are you kidding me? Tony can say what he said earlier that, oh, maybe Gavin would have made the team. I don't know.
See, Frankie on the chat has, we're going back and forth now, the call me thing.
Yeah.
He has what I thought, telling NIL offers to pick up the phone. That's what I said earlier.
You did. And it didn't make any sense to me. So Frankie's saying that when they do this, they're saying, call me because I need money based on the fact how great I apparently am.
I guess so.
Okay.
I don't know.
Too simplistic for me to stand on my lawn and say NIL sucks. Because there is some good to it. I'm glad these kids are getting some money. But the NIL sucks. It just sucks. It's killing college basketball.
It definitely is.
And football. And probably the rest of the sports are, you know, going to be feeling the effects of, you know, this.
Yeah.
I mean, just look, there's certain schools that put a lot of emphasis, say, on women's volleyball. Well, they'll go out and find the best women's volleyball players and bring them in on NIL deals to play volleyball. So the certain schools will have all the good volleyball players. I mean,
yeah.
To me, baseball, like these kids in the SEC, they're getting paid to play baseball in the SEC. I'm pretty sure no Aztecs or USD Toreros are getting paid. This whole thing it's messed up. And I'm going to stop complaining about it because I really want to just enjoy college sports, but it's getting harder and harder.
It is getting harder and harder. And Kevin Willard, the now Villanova head coach, former Maryland head coach, was just basically saying yesterday or a couple days ago how, you know, they just can't compete because they only get $3 million in NIL and all these other schools have more money. I heard a really interesting phone call on the Bart Winkler show a couple weeks ago about this.
Okay.
And before, when you gave out scholarships, you have a certain amount of scholarships that you can give out. So that you can't go out and offer, 25 scholarships
right.
to players. Maybe they should do that for some of the NIL. Maybe you can only offer a certain amount of, you have a salary cap. I mean, that's the word that keeps coming back to me.
And good luck getting that through the courts.
Yeah.
When people say, well, I should be able to earn whatever I can.
It's true.
And the courts will agree with you.
There was a kicker for, I think, Central Florida, like long time ago, maybe 10 years ago, who started a YouTube. And he had a lot of followers on YouTube. And they told him he couldn't make money off of it. And so now everything has completely changed.
Right.
I don't understand how you can tell someone.
He should have made some money off it.
He should have, for sure.
Ed O'Bannon of UCLA in the 1980s and 90s, or 90s, should have made a ton of money as a college athlete because they were using his likeness to sell, NCAA basketball video games.
Yeah.
That's where this all started, by the way.
Which I kind of agree with.
I don't disagree with it. But there's no way anybody thought it was going to lead to what has happened now.
No, this thing got so out of control so fast that NCAA people didn't even know what happened.
We may not sound happy right now, but it is the happy hour, and it is brought to you by our friends at GL Pools. The swimming pool experts are trusted by thousands of San Diegans since 2006. Baseball is back. So is swim season. Call now. Mention the word radio for a free month. A pool service. That's a good deal right here, right? GL Pools. Get in touch with these guys. GL Pools. Say radio, and you get a month of free pool service. That's
I think I'm
going to
start
deal.
Swimming more in the summer because it's low impact on the joints.
Swimming is, you love when I use George Carlin stuff, but.
Oh, yeah, here we go.
Swimming is not a sport. Swimming is a way to keep from drowning.
Okay, that's a little funny.
It's pretty funny.
That is kind of funny.
All right, the Scraby segment of today is next. Who knows where he'll take us for the final segment of the show ahead of Sam Levitt's Padre pregame show. Sure.
La Jolla is trying to do something to the city of San Diego.
They're trying to secede from the union, are they not?
Thanks for giving away the story, but yes.
Well, you have to explain what that means when we come back after traffic on Gwen and Chris.
Attention, ladies in the Leawood area. Beaumont Health and Wellness is here and offers award-winning wellness and beauty treatments like hormone therapy, weight loss, body contouring, microneedling, and injectables. Right now, get our $147 hormone replacement starter kit, including a private consultation, precision blood work, and a free B12 shot to recharge your body. Beaumont Health and Wellness, luxuriously bold, effortlessly sexy, undeniably you. Call 913-261-9855 or book now at BeaumontHealthKS.com.
Street Easy knows former New Yorkers never stop talking about how much they miss living in NYC.
Life used to feel like a movie, but since we left and bought a house, it's like living in a DIY home repair video.
When it's time to buy, let Street Easy connect you with the right agent you need to never leave NYC. Go to StreetEasy.com to learn more. Street Easy is an assumed name of Zillow Inc., which has licenses in all 50 states.
Hey, I'm Josh Fink, owner of Knicks Menswear. Getting married? Don't rent some random suit. At Knicks, we help you own the look for about the same price as a rental. You're marrying the love of your life. Don't you deserve a suit that's yours forever? Knicks Menswear, your friend in style.
I asked myself, and I stupidly said, yeah, go ahead, Scrape.
Why do you stupidly say,
take a segment? So where are we going here with before we send it to Sam Levitt for the pregame show tonight, sir?
We're
going to
go in a bunch of different directions.
All right.
And let me get my music real quick, my Chronicle music.
Okay.
Wow. Here's my Chronicle music.
It's pretty impressive.
Thank you very much.
Who orchestrated that music for you? John Williams? Star Wars fame?
Yes, that guy, Hans Zimmer.
Or Hans Zimmer, okay.
There's another guy I know that I can't think of his name right now.
Yeah, I get you.
But we're going to start with this story in La Jolla. And before people get mad at me, I know this has been going on for years. It doesn't mean we can't talk about it.
Okay. What is it?
They're trying to break away from the city of San Diego.
La Jolla is not its own city. That's correct.
It's there.
Like,
so
if you live in what's called La Jolla, I believe you can put that on your mailing address, but officially your address is San Diego.
Yes.
It's not La Jolla, because there is no such thing as the city of La Jolla, basically.
Diane Kane, the vice president of the Association for the City of La Jolla, said, "We've always sort of been our own entity. We have our own post office, our own zip code, and these go back to the 1930s. Apparently, this group had a little bit of a setback recently because they fell short more than 1,000 signatures to required for the process of incorporating, according to the Registrar of Voters. The push to meet this requirement has been ongoing since the group was notified they fell short, only at a short window to meet the benchmark." Kane said, "We've done a financial analysis that indicates we can take the same amount of money we are currently giving the city of San Diego and deliver the same level of services. In fact, she is more confident they could do, or she is confident they could do a better job. We think we could do a better job delivering services here for the community if we had a smaller entity that can be a little number or a little nimbler and a little more efficient than working through the city of San Diego."
Okay.
So basically, they're trying to get this done. They didn't get enough signatures, so it's not going to happen. The deadline to submit the necessary signatures was today. So I don't know if they've submitted or not. This news story has not indicated that. But if they get enough, I mean, I really don't even know how this actually works. Like, how you secede from San Diego. And that means that they would have their own fire and police, right?
Yep.
They would have
ambulance
services. You'd
be responsible
for
all that stuff, I would think. Yeah, library.
Street repair.
Yeah, right.
Schools.
If there's a pothole on Prospect Avenue there, La Jolla would have to pay for it to fix it. Sure. I would think.
Do we think the only reason they want to do this is because they're a bunch of rich people?
You would think that.
I mean, it's not like Escondido's trying to secede from the county of San Diego.
I don't really know where you're going with this, but this is a Scraby Chronicle type thing. To me, if La Jolla wants to go out on its own, it's quite all right with me. But I don't know that it's that easy to do, and apparently it's not. Apparently you can't just want to do this, and then you automatically do it.
If the group meets
if
all...
if that was the case, La Jolla would have left long ago.
If the group meets all the requirements to break away from the city of San Diego, the issue is going to be put before voters in a future election. Kane is all about this, obviously. She stressed it's a win-win situation for everyone. So I don't really know if it's a win-win situation for everyone, but that's what's going on in La Jolla.
I'm not sure. Okay, that's cool. I think what you should do is add to this just a tad, and you should threaten that if La Jolla does become its own city, you will no longer visit.
What?
What do you think of that?
What?
I think you make a statement. If they leave us, then you don't.
I don't ever go to La Jolla to begin with.
Really?
Yeah.
Don't feel like you're allowed in the city or the area?
I don't want to go to the city.
Why
have
you
ever tried
like
driving
it?
Down there? It is impossible with the traffic.
I go to La Jolla quite often, actually. Enjoy it.
Gonzo says we're going to see end of county maintained roads. I don't know if we'll see that, but
then again, I feel comfortable in La Jolla as a Beverly Hills type person. Maybe I'm.
You are very posh.
It's kind of like returning. I'm bougie, as they like to say.
Bougie.
You're not.
All
sure.
right. Next story. This is something I really hate, Chris.
What's that?
The NFL is continuing to try to expand its global footprint, and now they are considering playing regular season games in Dubai or Abu Dhabi. The Commanders, the 49ers, and the Rams have international marketing rights in the UAE, meaning that one or more of them would host a home game in Dubai or Abu Dhabi if the league moves forward with the proposal. Dubai's 11 hours ahead of Pacific Daylight time zone. A 1 p.m. kickoff in Dubai would start at 2 a.m. local time in San Francisco or Los Angeles. The guy who's in charge of this, I don't know his first name, his last name's O'Reilly. We don't know the timing, it's really an if in terms of whether we'll play a game there, but I will say is that's a market where there's strong interest in our game, strong interest in growing our game on a year-round basis. Saying he went on to say it's an important market while citing the NBA and international soccer games played in the region. The NBA, if the NFL moves forward, it would certainly draw similar criticism to the NBA. If they move forward,
what are you going to do? Not watch that one game? You're going to
I'm not waiting.
You're going to boycott a season?
I don't know.
Like, wake me up when the Super Bowl's over.
I don't
know. Like, you're not going to do anything.
I agree with you.
You won't do a thing.
I agree with you.
They're gonna play a game in your lifetime, not mine. In your lifetime, they're going to get one game in on the moon. they're going to go for it. You know, punts will say all the punting records will be broken in that game.
That is
It seems idiotic and crazy to me, but I can't argue with the NFL. They're making more money than any entity has a right to. Everything they're doing works for them. Obviously, it's a gluttonous society when it comes to business. They're going to go for more and more and more and more. So, last I checked, there's a lot of money in that oil-based region of the world.
I know there's a lot of money. So, doesn't mean you need to go there. I don't even care about the expansion. It's when you're taking...
But what does it bother you? You tune in to watch a game. What do you care where it's played? What do you care? You're not going to any of these games anyway.
I've been to a London game before.
All right.
So and London
what
was
is
fine.
Your problem?
My problem is that they are starting to turn their back on the American fan.
They are not.
Yes, they are. They're going
How
to play a game in Australia
that?
Coming up soon.
How are they doing that? The only people they're costing games are Jacksonville fans.
No, because...
Maybe once every 5 years, they take a game away from the Falcons. Once every 5 years, they take one away from the Dolphins or the Patriots. That doesn't inflict a whole lot of damage.
That's not
the
even what
The only team
talking
that
about.
Goes overseas every year is Jacksonville.
I'm not even talking about the teams...
Well, what are you talking about?
I'm talking about as a fan? They're
Why
telling
do
me...
you care?
They're, no, will you let me finish?
Yes. Give me an answer to that question.
What do I care?
Yeah.
When you're telling me that, oh, I don't even really care if the Americans really even watch anymore because there's so much more money internationally that we're going to focus all of our marketing efforts on international growth instead of focusing on the customers that they already have.
Do you need to be marketed to in terms of when the games are on or what channel they're on? You know all of this stuff already. What do you... I mean, I don't see how
I will
it
not wake up at 2 a.m. to watch a Dubai game.
You
will
said,
not.
I, all right, fine. I will not go to sleep till after it's over. How's that?
Rod says...
Look, we have DVR. We have this stuff. We can watch the game whenever we want to. This is how it works now. If the game's on Apple TV, I wake up at 7 the next morning, I click, I stream it, I watch it at 7 in the morning, whenever I want.
Rod says, "Cool, could be cool for USA fans to visit Australia." You could go to Australia today if you wanted to.
Yeah, but there's no football game to see.
Well, I don't care. I'm not going to Australia for a football game. I'm going to Australia to visit Australia.
I don't understand why this is bothering you so much. You feel
because,
like you're
because
being,
I,
you feel like you're being neglected.
No.
By NFL.
No. I know where this is going. And one day I'm going to be like, "See, Chris, they don't care about American fans at all. They don't."
First of all,
when are we going to have?
Who said they cared about me 5 years ago? Since when did the
they
NFL...
They didn't because they've been trying to do global expansion.
But is it hurting them? I'm waiting.
Wait, the NFL?
Yeah. Is the fact
of
that
course
they
not.
Is the fact that they don't care about me, the fan? They took my team away from me in San Diego, or our owners plus that, whatever, hasn't decreased my interest at all. And even though a lot of San Diego people would tell you, "I'm never watching the NFL... I hate that sport now. I hate the Chargers, the franchise, the whole everything." Where are they all sitting on Sunday morning other than their couch watching Scott Hansen? Please.
Gonzo says...
Not kidding me.
He's angry because we aren't La Jolla rich and can't afford to go to Australia for no reason, which is absolutely true!
Then watch the game on TV and you don't have to pay a dime for it.
Anybody who watches games on DVR is not an actual sports fan. Just saying it. That was a direct shot at Chris. Direct.
Who are you saying it from? Did you write? Is that your own opinion?
Yeah, it's my own opinion.
Okay.
Because you're putting me in a... You're putting Scraby in a corner.
I'm not trying to put you in a corner. I'm trying to get you to not worry about where they're playing the game so much. It's not... The thing that affects me is the fact that they came up with a new... I'll tell you what affects me.
The 35-yard line?
No, that doesn't. Here's what affects me. Is that after they moved the Charger game from that Sunday to Thursday, they now have decided that they can do that again and again and again.
And guess what? You didn't go to the game because they did that.
That affected me.
Exactly.
All right.
Well, and we all agreed that was BS.
It was Bush League and I complained. But playing a game in Australia doesn't affect me, so I'm not going to complain about it.
All right, we got to move on.
Move.
Because Kyle Hart is someone, he's part of a group that apparently Reddit has coined the Lost Boys. Not the movie The Lost Boys.
All right.
But in 2020, there were 24 pitchers in 2020 that made their debut, but
during
never,
the COVID season.
Yeah, but never appeared in another game after that season. Wow. So 24 players debuted, including Kyle Hart, never made another appearance again.
So the only time they ever pitched in a game, there were no fans, and there were no fans in the stands.
Correct.
They were pitching in front of cardboard cutouts.
Yes, and Kyle Hart is the only one who has made, who's ever come back. And he said to AJ Cassavell, he said, it's been 5 years. You hear guys, maybe it's been 2 years, 3 years since they've been in the big leagues. But at 5 years, it's almost like, okay, those guys are gone. I'll give myself credit. I've worked really hard and had some success, but there were so many good people around me. I just wanted to pitch the best that I could, and whatever opportunities arose beyond that, I was going to be happy with. I really appreciate Kyle Hart's perspective on things. Because he has done it all. Like you said earlier, he's been all over the country playing minor league baseball. He's been in Korea. I really appreciate his perspective.
He's done everything he can to, you know, realize his dream. And a lot of us, you know, try that and never get to realize it. He made it last night. He got his first win after, I'll read him again, Newport, Salem, Greenville, Portland, Pawtucket, Portland, Worcester, Portland, Tacoma, Lehigh Valley, and finally Korea.
Yep.
And now got his first big league win last night. Good for him.
He also said this would probably be better than anything I imagined, especially at Petco and against Cleveland. I'm not the biggest Cleveland sports fan. Anytime you beat Cleveland is good as a Cincinnatian. I love this guy. Absolutely love
and he
it.
Likes your brand of Skyline Chili.
He so does.
Yeah, you and him are like really.
We didn't get into CD Lamb's celebration. They're not allowing celebrations. We'll get into it tomorrow or Thursday.
All right, tomorrow it's a day game, yes?
Yes, 1:10.
Wednesday, 1:10. So you and I will be on after the game tomorrow.
Mm-hmm.
And we'll extend it an hour.
Yes.
So tomorrow, be with us after the Padres hopefully complete a sweep of the Guards. And we'll be on till 7 tomorrow. So we'll look for you after the game tomorrow. Meantime, stay tuned. Sam Levitt's Padre pregame show. Then the Friars go for 6-0. Can Michael King deliver another win for
I think he can.
The home team? See you tomorrow.
Bye.
Some people play by the rules, but the real game changers break them. I'm Soraya, and on Rule Breakers, we're talking to the risk takers, the rebels, and the ones rewriting the playbook. Follow and listen to Rule Breakers with Soraya on the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.